Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therichsmithshow.com. So, the big State of the Union tomorrow, and I'll tell you, if you're a rich guy, the State of the Union is fabulous. Everything you could possibly want at your disposal, and a court system that's going to bend its back over and over to make sure that you're well-heeled and even more well-heeled. But there's a lot of that I'm expecting tomorrow, not going to make me happy. And here to talk about some of that, I've asked our good friend Robert Wiener to come talk with us. He's the president of the Wiener Association. Bob, thanks for taking time for us.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, Rick. And that's the least of my pride is my company. You know, I've been the chief of staff of the House Aging Committee under Claude Pepper and worked for Congressman Conyers, Rangel, Pepper, and Koch. And in the Clinton White House for, 6.5 years, and now at the National Press Club, putting together our op-eds of 800 that we've done so far in major papers. No. So it's a pleasure. You are the best, Rick, with having stepped into the void in 2005 when talk radio was going dead with Air America dying, and you picked it up, Rick, and you are a voice that is desperately needed in this country.
Well, I appreciate that, and nice words will get you everywhere.
They're true, though.
So let's talk about tomorrow. The big State of the Union address, you know, what are we expecting?
Well, White House put out five themes: economics, infrastructure, immigration, trade, and national security. Of course, each one of those is what Trump has done by harm in the economy. We've got 6% reduction in tourism in the United States because of how he has dissed the world and every which minority in this country. In infrastructure, I just had a piece, as you know, in Labor Press that came out over the last couple of days that shows that the infrastructure plan is bleeding the states and the cities, and it needs real money. It's a 20-80 where they have to put up 80% instead of the normal 80-20. It's not a real infrastructure plan. In terms of immigration, God knows what price we're going to have to pay to get DACA, whether it's the wall. And I think Schumer will actually, that was a good move to pull it off the table, but he'll put it back on. But it's going to cost us some $25 billion to do the right thing. And then in trade, he's, he's on the right side of some of the trade deals. That's one issue that I think we who support labor are in agreement with, getting better deals to support American jobs. But in terms of national security, he's given the world to Russia. And that's the thing that won't come up tomorrow is his Russia investigation that he really is in trouble with Mueller if the investigation can proceed. But, Rick, the thing that came out tonight and the most desperately horrible thing that's coming all over the cables is that the Trump obstruction is working. With the firings and the pressured resignations of all the FBI people overseeing the Russia investigation, and now that Nunes memo will be a pretext to fire Rosenstein, who oversees Mueller. So I'm very worried, and I had a piece that, you, as you know, that was out today. It was ranked the number one op-ed in the country by the Progressive Voice Op-Ed News. Mueller's endgame, maybe as soon as Trump wants, but not how he'd like. But the problem is that Trump is now going to try to block it.
Do you think Trump is really going to fire Mueller? I mean, wouldn't the country just erupt?
Well, that was true 6 months ago. Now, more and more Republicans are rolling over and playing dead, as they did today in the House Intelligence Committee,
right,
where they voted to release this BS Nunes propaganda sheet that cherry picks. Of course, they were going after the Trump surrogates. Of course they were. That's not a conspiracy. That's not doing the wrong thing. That's not a secret society. That's confidentiality and going after the people that were colluding with Russia, where Trump himself had meetings in the Oval Office saying how glad he was to get Comey off his back and how that's the reason that he fired him and all of that. So that's the reason that is a secret thing going after the conspiracy and the obstruction of justice with the Russia connections. And by the way, what we learned today is that it wasn't wrong to do a secret memo by a FISA warrant to go after the Trump people. Carter Page was a Russian agent who was getting documents and memos and meetings with the Russians, And that's the FISA warrant that they were going after him for. So what is wrong with that? And the answer is nothing.
No, I mean, that's, you know, if you're dealing with foreign agents, expect someone to be paying attention to it. I would want our government to work that way. So to me, this is just showing me that, you know what, maybe it works the way it was supposed to.
Here's what I think should happen. I think Adam Schiff, who has some courage but also a little bit of a chicken down his spine, should pull a Daniel Ellsberg. And actually, what should happen is that the Democrats, as soon as the Republicans put their memo out, even though they voted on a pure partisan basis to not allow the Democrats to put their counter voice memo out, or what are you kidding? That's called American free speech democracy. What we should do is simply leak it without source to the Washington Post and the New York Times and put it out there and let it be that it's a leaked memo with no source. And what are they going to do? Fry all the Democrats? They can't do that. Just like Feinstein did, by the way, with the Fusion GPS memo.
Yeah.
She put it out regardless, and they haven't done a thing to her.
No, I mean, this kind of, we need transparency, especially now. And
right.
You know, the partisanship, is there's part of me that goes, just no way of getting the kind of oversight that I'm going to believe without having both sides. And this just highlights the fact that the Republicans, to me, are trying to cover something up.
And that's exactly what it is. And Schiff made that point today. I think he's got a future, you know, as a higher office. But he made the point that it's both an escape from the Russia thing and it's a vehicle to get Rosenstein. That's all that memo is, because the Republicans voted. This is unbelievable to me. They voted not to read the underlying documents. What? And not to let people know? And even their own members? And Nunes himself said he hasn't read the underlying documents?
Say that again for me, just one more time.
He's read the underlying documents.
Say that just one more time again. I think it's worth emphasizing that they didn't bother reading all the documents. They're just going to read the memo. It's like the kid in high school.
That the staffer wrote, the cherry-picked staff memo that picks, you know, the worst things worded the worst way, and that's what they call this memo. It's a propaganda sheet of 4 pages. That's what it is. And, you know, it can be made into a great big thing, but it's somebody's term paper. That's all it is.
But it's somebody's term paper who used Cliff Notes.
Not Cliff Notes. I won the Cliff Notes Award in high school. I was proud.
That's exactly right.
Right.
I mean, everyone know the kid who didn't read the book, just read the Cliff Notes.
Right.
We've got those guys running our country.
Right. Yes, that's correct. You should use Cliff Notes, but you should also read the book.
There you go. All right. I'll go with you there. But, you know, here's the thing. The other question on this is, with McCabe resigning today or taking early vacation or retirement,
call that
or whatever.
A resignation? I call it under pressure, because the inspector general who works at Justice and is now in Trump's pocket is going to have this memo that blasts McCabe because of the two FBI employees who sent love notes and hate notes about Trump to each other. And
yeah.
That whole thing is about.
Did you read those texts?
Some of them.
I read it.
And some of them are sort of funny. But first of all, that was inane. And by the way, McCabe and Mueller, Comey, Mueller, they fired immediately the staffer who did that, who showed the bias. So first of all, he took the corrective action. But second of all, they should never have put those kinds of things into a text.
And you never write it down.
And when they say that there's bias in the FBI, you know what? Chris Wray, the guy who's now the head of the FBI. So they keep talking about the money to the Democrats. He gave $37,000 to the Republicans and Trump. $37,000.
Yeah, but
so
that's okay.
You never hear that part of the story.
That's
you only hear the contributions to the Democrats.
That's okay, because he voted for Trump, and Trump's happy with that. Anybody who didn't vote for Trump is out.
If they're going to go money one way, you got to do the other. And we are failing to point that out in the next half a sentence soundbite when they say money to the Democrats shows bias. But that, you know, it's not a matter of who you contribute to, but the guy who's leading the FBI now is a Trumpy. So what's the problem here? That's a democracy. People are allowed to give money in campaigns.
Well, to highlight that point, you had Wynn, the RNC's finance chair,
right,
who, you know, disgraced out the door. Fox News ran their big story that he gave money to Democrats. Didn't even bother to mention the fact that he was the finance chair of the RNC.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, it's terrible that money controls politics in the United States, but it also, there are people who are certainly bipartisan, spirited, regardless of where they get their money from.
I'll tell you, it's angering, it's frustrating, it's all of that. I want to go back to infrastructure for a second because
yeah.
I know that's going to be a big portion of the big speech. Yeah, I got to be honest. They're talking about $1 trillion plan or more than $1.7 trillion. But only, what is it, only like $240 billion worth
Correct.
Of federal money?
Over 5 years.
Over
10 years.
So
yeah.
Where does the rest of that money come from? You know, does it just appear? You know, is there, you know, infrastructure fairies? What?
Well, Schumer and Pelosi both appeared at the National Press Club and said that if this bill is a tax break for big business, you know, funny money approach, they're against it. And that's what this really is tax breaks for big business, plus the states and cities make up the difference. So it's like Trump runs his companies. It's leveraging with fake money. That's how he's designed this infrastructure plan. And it's tragic because we've always had bipartisan support for real infrastructure. And CBO and the Library of Congress both came up with the numbers that showed that with a real bill like Obama had, by the way, you'd create 1 million jobs with a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. If it's federal money, you'd create 1 million jobs and drop a point on the unemployment rate, and it would be real, and you'd be fixing those 50-some thousand bridges that they showed pictures of tonight with holes and hollows underneath them that were vibrating as the trucks go across them, and then they crash like the Minnesota Bridge. You'd be fixing those and fixing the Lincoln Tunnel that has tiles falling off the ceilings, as Carl Weisbrot spoke at the National Press Club and said Trump was right on that, that the Lincoln Tunnel is falling apart, and also our grids and so forth, all of those things, and get the trains so that we aren't behind Europe, where you can go 300 miles an hour on a train in Europe. It's amazing if you go over there and so you're just whipping, and we don't have that. So and Joe Biden made the point that LaGuardia is a terrible airport. It's like like a foreign country. So, you know, those are true statements. We are so behind the rest of the world and falling further and further now behind countries like China because we're not putting the money into our social programs. We're giving tax breaks to the rich and then claiming we don't have the money for anything else.
Well, that was going to be my point. I mean, the trillion-plus dollars that we need. In fact, the Association of Civil Engineers, they say that we need upwards, I think it's like $4.6 trillion now,
right.
Just to get even, just to get, you know, up to
right.
snuff, not even improving for the future. We just gave, what, $1.4 trillion away?
Correct. Well, and some people say it's as much as $2 or $3 trillion when you add up the other
I'll be
numbers.
Conservative, and I'll use Trump the yeah. Trumpian numbers.
So that is correct, Rick. And on that score, Bernie had it right on his pushing against the top 1% that are getting everything and how income disparity is growing more and more and more. And we have the worst growth in income disparity of any civilized country on Earth now. They're showing those numbers. So those are the real economic numbers that are hurting us. And this business of you can't grow 3, 4, 5%, it just isn't in a number. We're going to have the best ever when we grow 3% GDP growth. You know, we did pieces in the Miami Herald and the Milwaukee Journal that showed that under Democratic presidents with people programs, we've had an average of until Obama, who had a cave on the tax breaks, and he included that as 40% of the TARP bill. But until Obama, we've had 5.5% growth, GDP growth under Democratic presidents, and then 1.5% under Republican presidents since Roosevelt, because it all went to tax breaks for the rich, and it didn't go to jobs programs. And those are the numbers under Reagan and the Bushes.
What was that old Harry Truman's statement? If you want to live like a Republican, vote for a Democrat.
There's accuracy to that.
There's a lot of accuracy to it, but here again, you know, the reality is the messaging machines. The Koch brothers spent what $20 million pimping that tax bill.
And they're going to spend $400 million on the elections to try to stop what could be the wave to help us reverse a lot of what you and I are talking about.
So the question is how do we stop that? I mean, you know, out of tomorrow's State of the Union address, what are you hoping comes out of that? I mean, I know a lot of Democrats aren't going to show up, which I find offensive. I think it's ridiculous. You should be there. That's your
yeah,
job. What do you hope comes out of it?
And the number I've heard, though, is like about
it's eight
or seven. You know,
it's eight right now, from what I understand.
Okay, fine. Yeah. So I agree. You got to be in the game to play it. And the best thing we can hope for is the off-year elections. But I'm somewhat worried. That generic 13 that we had is now down to 8. Trump has gained a little with, first people hated this tax bill 2-1, and then all of a sudden they've been propagandizing it so much that people are saying, oh, at least he did something, and they're happy about the stock market, and unemployment is dropping a little. So they're giving him that. And you know, if he gets just enough because of the fact that we have a million deficit in the off-year elections because of gerrymandering, which Obama and Holder are trying to do something about, but nonetheless they haven't yet. And so because of gerrymandering, we have a disadvantage of a million in the off-year elections in the Congress that we have to get above before we even start to think about gaining any seats. So it's not a done deal in any way, shape, or form that we retake the House and or the Senate.
But there's that old Obama quote of, you know, if they're going to steal 7 million votes, we need to get 8.
Well, we do. And it's been very promising in the off-year elections, obviously, with Doug Jones and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and the off-year elections that have happened. It's very promising because we are showing between a 10 and 30% gain in places where we never had them before. And Virginia almost took over the legislature, came within literally a coin flip at the end there of who controlled the legislature, gaining 20 seats. So there is a chance that we could correct some of this. The other thing that could happen, you know, if the pressure does succeed, if Mueller does succeed, if Republicans are so embarrassed that they do have to pull a, you know, what they did to Nixon and go in and say you got to go and all that, and Pence were to take over, that's not necessarily better for us because Pence has more credibility.
I argue that's worse for us, and I've been arguing that for a very long time. Last line of questioning, real quick. Does he mention Russia tomorrow at all?
Well, Nixon did in 74 in January. They showed a State of the Union. They've been picking up on that now, where he said, 1 year of Watergate investigations is enough. Let's end it now. And the Republicans all applaud. And then by August, he was out with impeachment. And they showed Irvin looking dour in the audience. So that's where we are. Is tomorrow he could say 1 year of investigating Russia is enough. And then he goes back to the hoax and everything. But the American people, by huge margins, know that this Russia investigation is real. And so he may use that kind of a line. That's the debate, is does he do more than the 5 predictable points of economy, infrastructure, immigration, trade, and national security, and go into a line saying 1 year of investigating Russia is enough, let's end it now. But I don't think anybody's going to pay any attention to that.
Yeah.
And if the Democrats do their job and leak the stuff anyway, despite the Republican votes, this thing goes forward. And if the press continues to do its job, which they've been doing spectacularly with, then the thing goes forward to the truth.
Yeah, only a year and a half late. But, you know, it's better late than never, I guess, right?
Right.
So what's the drinking word? What's the buzzword?
The State of the Union is disgusting and divided.
No, Trump's the buzzword. Every time you hear Trump say it, it's going to – is it huge? Is it great?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. America's back. That's what people are saying. He's going to say America's back, as though he did it. But the graphs all show that the trend started under Obama with the unemployment and all of that. So he's going to claim it. And the stock market, likewise, you know, tripled under Obama. So and the jobs, he gained 2.1 million last year. Obama's last year gained 2.2 million. So he's going to claim it all, but it isn't really his.
Well, isn't that what he's always
done? Whatever is his is based on pure greed of the companies that want their tax breaks and their deregulation at the price of our clean air and clean water.
There you go. Bob, I appreciate the time. I look forward to talking to you again. Enjoy the big speech.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. We'll all be watching. And you're fantastic. So thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Bob. Bob Wiener, Wiener Associates, and, you know, just a whole resume of fantastic. Love that guy. Gonna take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.